You've no doubt heard about them. Maybe you've even seen one talking about the continued and increasing number of sightings of drones over New Jersey. Along with the frequency of these sightings being a concern, so is their locations. They've included places like Picatinny Military Arsenal, water reservoirs, even Trump's Bedminster Golf Course. And while the sightings have been growing, the answers continue to be pretty much absent. My next guest is one of the elected officials who are demanding answers. He is the mayor of Mine Hill, New Jersey, Mayor Sam Morris. How are you today, Mr. Mayor?
I'm good. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Learn more about Mine Hill if you're looking for a place to live. Nice, quiet, peaceful place, at least for the here and now, except for the occasional drone flyover. It's minehill.com.
Except for a drone flyover or a news crew, we're a quiet little place, that's for sure.
And having lived in Dover for a few years, I know your neck of the woods is part of a great history of that part of New Jersey as well. So, again, it's minehill.com.
Sure.
You have had a firsthand experience. You have not just been getting this secondhand knowledge. Talk about what you saw in the sky one night.
Last Tuesday evening, I believe it was the 4th, around 9:30, I was alerted by a resident that we had 8 drones over our municipal complex, which is our town buildings and also our elementary school. I decided to go in the car, get around there in my car and investigate. And the... When I got up around to town hall, I didn't see anything, but then when I looked to the east, I saw 4 different drones, they were working together. You could see they were flying a similar pattern, and they almost seem interconnected, and I managed to video them, and watched them for a while, and then, they faded east over the town of Dover, probably heading towards Rockaway, New Jersey, and I, went down and parked at the hospital facility down there and saw them a little bit longer, and then they just went over the horizon and I couldn't see them anymore. I also witnessed one last Wednesday night about a block from my house. And the way you know it's a drone is airplanes have a blue light on them, usually on the wing. Drones have a different array of lights, and they have they're required to have red and green, which are an indicator of which way the drone is facing and flying. And on this one, the red and green light was flashing back and forth, and the drone was sitting stationary. It did not move. It was about, I'd say, a block and a half from my house, and it was just sitting there. Tried to get some video, but it didn't come out. Came out very blurry because of the cell phone.
Now, this flies in the face of what some of the detractors are saying about this, or people trying to come up with some sort of explanation. They're saying that someone like you doesn't know enough that when you're looking in the sky, you're seeing an airplane.
Sure. That's convenient, right? The gentleman from the White House yesterday, Mr. Kirby, it's convenient to modify to kind of tell people what they're seeing and what they're witnessing. Could you imagine having a witness on a witness stand and telling them something like that? Your eyes don't work. You don't know what you're looking at. You're ignorant. You're uninformed. Do people see planes and confuse them with drones? Yes. Because in the absence of answers, people are going to fill in, right? And they get a little excited and they oversee things, and that's fine. But also people know when something's hovering or moving back and forth in a small pattern, that it's not how airplanes move. And helicopters are so loud and obnoxious that you know it's a helicopter.
Right.
So what they're trying to do is change the narrative without actually getting involved in the narrative. Yesterday I put out a call. I want Mr. Kirby to come up to Mine Hill. Come on up to Morris County, New Jersey. We can meet with a few mayors, and we'll walk you around, and you can see. I know last night Mount Arlington, New Jersey, was very busy. Numerous drones reported up there. Mine Hill was quiet last night. I saw one that was I'm pretty confident about, but it's like that. Tonight it'll be another town that's real busy, and other towns will be quiet. But we know what we're looking at.
And it seems, too, like this is a coordinated effort with, as you said, with the array that they're flying. And one thing I noticed, too, again, there's some uniformity between what's being seen in the sky. A drone light is more like a widespread flashlight because the light also comes into use if you're landing it in the dark, where an airplane light is more of a laser pinpoint light. That's a significant difference when you're looking at to know what one the difference between one and another as well, which I think a lot of people are overlooking.
Sure. Yeah. And I just speak for myself. I've spoken to a drone expert who testified with the state of Oregon government and has had input there. So it's not like he's no one. And he's explained to me how they work, what you're looking at. And I have two FAA licensed operators in Mine Hill who I've also collaborate with to just get knowledge. You know, I don't want to just go out and say, hey, I think I know. I want people to educate me. And I've been, of course, doing my own reading. So when they start telling us, you know, I've been laughing, but I call it the swamp gas deal, right? Oh, that was swamp gas. What's that line from the Men in Black? That's swamp gas that ricocheted off Venus and reflected, you know, that thing that Men in Black do. That's what they're starting to do to us. It's not going to work. People are not going to yield to this.
And we've heard the federal official, we'll get into some of the states' crossfire of talking, or more so listening, because they're saying very little, but you guys have been doing as much listening as you can in a moment. But I was doing some research on drones, and just for you listening, these aren't the ones you can go buy at Walmart, for example. That these things are measured around 6 feet in diameter, which is fairly sizable, and they also do not emit a radio frequency. So you might be thinking, well, why don't they just disrupt them and bring one down to track it? Well, you can't bring down what you can't hook into. You know, think of it as trying to tow something without a hook. So that's the problem. But if you look at the range of these things, this proves interesting to my curiosity. By and large, commercial drones have a range of about 16 miles. However, there is one drone, model JOUAV CW30E, that can have a range of almost 125 miles. So it's not like these work in a... Even with that one, it's not like they work in a large area. Their power source or their guide source has to be relatively close to them.
I'll tell you one of the things, and I'm going to say this with a big asterisk, because I'm not an expert and I don't want to mislead anyone in your audience, but certainly everyone can start looking some things up. One of the things that I've read is the artificial intelligence component of more modern drone equipment modifies, yes, they're required to have a beacon, and yes, they're supposed to use radio signal, but that some of this can now go through the satellites through AI and the way they're programmed. Like, that's a whole other concept here. That what people are telling, what I personally, and this and people are telling you, is they go in a predefined pattern, which I've learned are just geo points in space, right? Longitude, latitude that we think of, but also vertical points in space from the Earth up to the atmosphere. And every one of them has an identifying point, right, in space. And if you just program these things in, between the programming and AI that's installed in them, they can pretty much drive and run themselves, and they do what's programmed, but they can also adapt a little bit and modify that in order to navigate things. The other thing I learned was, when you see these multiple drones, people are reporting this master and child, whatever, slave, this adult-child relationship, let's call it, where there's one drone that sits still, and this is what I videoed last Tuesday night. There's one drone that sits still, and the others seem to move around it like they're getting orders, right? Like they're, you know, cleaning their room or doing something, right? And what I was told is, if on a computer program, you can program all four of them. And that's how, you ever see these drone shows, the videos of them, or the drone shows?
Oh, yeah, they do almost designs like a fireworks display almost.
Right, yeah. When I went to the Philadelphia Eagles parade in 2018, they had drones up above spelling out the word Eagles. And that's all done on a computer program, that you take each drone, you tell it where it's going to go, and then they program them in, and then they let them go. They know what they're doing and where they're going. It's really cool stuff. But these have the same thing. So when we talk about range, that they move in a certain way, there's a lot of intellectual property or intellectual knowledge that's going into these things to make them move in ways that the average person doesn't even grasp until you start studying. And that's what I think that really upsets people, because they're like, oh, I thought you just flew them with a little Atari controller, right? A little Game Boy controller. And it's not. They're much more sophisticated then.
And that's one of the working theories, too, is that this is some drone company that's come up with able to harness this technology, and they're either testing it or showing off. One six of one half a dozen of another. What has the communication been? You mentioned John Kirby in the federal level, the FBI in a congressional hearing basically shrugged their shoulders and said to the members of the committee, we kind of don't know what's happening here either. What's the statement doing? Governor Murphy, all he's basically been saying is, don't worry about it.
I've spoken via text a couple times to the governor. I don't think it's quite that blasé, but it's not really a state jurisdiction issue.
This is a
FAA issue. And I'll say this, it's not even an FBI issue. The FBI would be if they or were investigating a crime. The FAA should be investigating this, and they're not. I guess they've probably been told to stand down, by people like Mr. Kirby, who just told them to stand down, because we've heard nothing from any of the federal authorities except for that news, that presser yesterday. They've been silent. The state police gave us an update on Tuesday. Colonel Callahan, who everyone loves, the man is as upstanding as they come, but they're given very little information, and they shared with us what they had. And the governor himself, I think, is just very frustrated with this because he's not the FAA, and he really doesn't have a lot of authority, just like a mayor, to go up in the sky and look for these things or deal with them.
We have to wrap up the segment here, but it would be nice if the governor and pretty much ordered the FAA or strongly urged them, whatever politically correct way is to get cooperation, to stand side by side and at least address the issue in as public a way as possible. And hark back to the days of the COVID pandemic, at least standing there and saying we're listening and we're trying is better than nothing. But I guess we have to leave with another what if. What if this is just using New Jersey as a testing ground for something still to come and what could come with the use of drones? Well, like Mayor Morrow said, technology, as we've come across so often, gets ahead of understanding, gets ahead of law, and makes it tough to figure out until something happens. If one comes down, a drone comes down, that might be an answer that rests in there too. But when something that size comes down, you kind of hope it doesn't land where it's going to do any damage of any kind, because this is, again, it's a 6 foot in diameter. Think of a moderate size vehicle for all intents and purposes.
Just think of a sofa. If it was a sofa, it just falling from 250 feet. That's not going to be good.
No, it is not indeed. That'll be one to explain to the insurance company. Learn more about the community of Mine Hill if you're thinking of a little relocation, and certainly where the action is going on right now, too. MineHill.com. He is the mayor of Mine Hill, New Jersey. Mayor Sam Morris, Mayor, eyes up, look in the sky. You never know what you're going to see around you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Stay safe.